part of our team. You know, secondary scoring is a huge part of this league, and it's really required to be successful night in, night out, because teams coming in check so well, defensemen, you know, play really hard. You can't depend on just one line to score. So having those guys going, and they play a great defensive job for us too. So, you know, they're a huge part of our team, and, you know, they had some success tonight, and it was really evident in the second period.
What is it about Montreal's style that gives you guys so much trouble? You were talking about it a second. I mean, they obviously they lock you down, and but is it just,
yeah, I just don't think it's us in general. I think it's the league in general. They're, you know, they're a first place hockey club, and they have the ability to shut you down and limit chances and maybe put you into situations that, you know, you might come off your game a little bit to try and generate something. You know, that's the nature of their system, and that's why it's effective. You know, it requires a 60 game. It's not, you know, unbeatable.
Yeah.
It requires a 60 minute effort though, and to something to stick with your system, you know, for a full game. And you know, we just came off it just a little bit. Our start was a little slow, and you know, we could have had a better finish as well.
But in the second, obviously, how much of that was them loosening up, and how much of that was you just being on them?
I think a lot of that was generated by us. You know, I think it was a great testament to how well we can play when we play well against a top team like that, who's notorious for the defense. You know, our forecheck, our pressure, and our speed are as good as anybody's in this league, and I think we should take that out of this game for sure.
In this game?
Yeah, it seemed to, you know, bubble a little bit, which tends to happen in tight games. I think that's just a reflection of the nature of, you know, two high-end teams in a tight game. You know, when big points are on the line, we're at a time in the season, although it's the halfway point technically. You know, we're into March now, and every point is huge, and that certainly comes out in the emotion that you see on the ice.
21 shots on net tonight. You guys continue to lead the league in shots every night. So what does that translate to you tonight?
Well, I think it translated to, you know, a lot of chances, offense, especially in the second period. You know, even if the shots may not necessarily be quality scoring chances, they generate cycles. You know, they force them to be on the defensive and receive what we have. You know, so in that sense, even just a shot wide from the blue line or from a bad angle can lead to more offense. So that's why it's a big part of our game, and it's become a big part of our offense too.
Does a game like this sting maybe just a little less, given how well you've played over the last couple of weeks?
Well, maybe you could say that. You could say it stings a little more. Mm. Considering we've been playing so well and been rolling so well and had a great second period to get back in the game, we could have had more. Mm. So to come out with nothing stings all the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.